What one, everyone?
What's up?
Welcome to episode 67.
67? We're getting deep into it.
Let's talk about some of this gaming news. So, you got the European Parliament decided that they're going to take actions against loot boxes and gambling and game addiction and gold farming. And they're investigating if it could be linked to financial crimes and human rights abuse.
Oh, that's awesome.
Avoid game design that can cause this problem and also might curb addiction. The European Online Game Video Game Award is what they want to try to do too.
Yeah.
So that they can know what games are actually what they approve as acceptable.
I'll say if that happened in Europe, it would pretty much kill the FIFA games.
It would mess up a lot of the games. That's why I'm like, that's actually a good thing, because I don't want all these microtransactions. It's to protect the kids, because kids keep fucking getting into shit.
I know that the soccer video games are really popular, especially in Europe. So I know that would probably just fucking kill the FIFA video games.
Oh, they'll have to fucking make it properly, where it's a fucking video game instead of fucking you dumping tons of money into a fucking
pay $80 game for this game, and then also dump hundreds of dollars into this game if you want to continue to play it.
And then you got Returnal. Returnal's coming out on February 15 on PCs. That's that PS5 exclusive.
Oh, nice. I can finally play Returnal?
Yep. On the 15th of February.
That was one I definitely wanted to play.
I hope it plays good on Steam Deck. I don't know if it will. I'll find out.
We'll see. We'll see.
There has been a leak of the Suicide Squad or, whatever Justice League versus the Suicide Squad video game. There was a leak.
Did it finally show gameplay?
Because
every single trailer they've put out has just been like, hey, look at this long-ass fucking cutscene we made.
The details and other images were found on 4chan, but from what everybody could see, it actually looks, awful, kinda-ish.
Looks awful. Because, that's why they haven't shown any fucking gameplay of it.
The fucking, just the screen alone that they saw, or what you could see in a picture, looks like there's going to be, like, I don't know, like a season pass of some sort or something. Like, you don't just get to fight people when you want to fight people. It seems like they're trying to make it like a live service where it's forever and you got to keep coming to fuck back.
They're going
to
try and make it like that shitty Avengers game that everybody hated.
And it's, they said, a lot of people are saying that's similar to Dauntless or Destiny. That's what it looks like. A live service.
Oh, no. No, I'm not going to fucking play it. Sorry.
I don't know if people are going to be down for that, because I'm okay with a game having like live service features, but if the whole game is a live service where you're telling me I can't play a certain thing until a certain season comes out, then I'm probably not coming back. I'm going to be playing like 50 other games. I got a backlog. I don't have time to come back every fucking 5 minutes because you guys want to make a forever game.
Yeah,
and charge me tons of money.
I'm not a big fan of live service games. I think the only one that I've been playing is Risk of Rain 2.
Yeah.
And even that I've kind of gotten annoyed with, that it's just taking them so fucking long to put shit out. I'm like, this game's been out for years.
And it's taking so long, and they're working on the fucking remake of the first one again.
Yeah, and they're remaking the original, and I'm like, you guys haven't even finished number two, why are you remaking the original?
I don't know, and some of the new characters are supposed to be in now the new original, so I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're a whole different fucking thing, because I don't even understand who's making, I understand that it's like, is it Hypo or Hippo, or how you say they're...
Yeah, Hoppo.
Hoppo! It sounds like Hoppo's making the game. But remember, they got bought.
Yeah, weren't they owned by, like, Gearbox or
they're
something?
They're owned by asshole Gearbox. So I'm like, is this a fucking steaming pile of shit? Like,
And Gearbox is owned by that guy that thinks he's a stage
Oh,
magician.
He's the guy that runs around touching people and grabbing people in their dicks. For fun.
Oh, I thought that was the guy.
Was the one that people were reporting running up on them and grabbing them right in the dick. The voice actor of that fucking game was saying
that is the guy that thinks he's a fucking stage magician.
Yes! That guy also, he thinks he's hot shit, he's magic, he's all of it.
Yeah, like, he always tries to do magic tricks at any, like, the gaming conferences, and it always, like, falls flat. I'm like, dude, you're not a fucking magician. Give it up.
And he doesn't dress like a CEO either. He tries to act like he's, like, the cool CEO wearing, like, fucking Hawaiian shirts and, like, open shit. And I'm like,
He's trying to dress like a Vegas magician.
He looks like a bum to me.
Really?
He just looks like some bum.
I think he dresses fucking terrible. He thinks he can do good magic. The guy's fucking sad. I'm all, this is just sad.
So I don't even know what to think with Risk of Rain. Because I got to see how the game comes out. Because I'm like, did they touch it? Because if they touched it, stuff's going to be messed up. I ain't even about playing it.
Yeah, that might already be why number two is messed up. So
yeah, because they got bought out, and I don't know how far into it that they're supposed to design more shit into to make DLC, or if Gearbox is going to take over and start making DLC, or is it just done because they bought them? Because they're making it seem like there's more to come, but I don't know. When somebody buys you, you don't have control of you. So I don't know. And then the last bit of news is something for all you guys that are into Elder Scrolls. So, Elder Scroll fans, there's something called Skyblivion. It's a mod. It's supposed to be released in 2025. And it's basically, I guess, Skyrim graphics, but for Oblivion. So, they remade Oblivion.
So, they remade Oblivion, but with the engine that Skyrim is using. Okay, that's interesting.
So, it's made in the Skyrim engine. So, if you guys are into that, I might be, because I tried Oblivion, but I never got to finish Oblivion.
There's a lot of Elder Scrolls fans that say that they actually like Oblivion more than Skyrim, so...
I never played Skyrim.
It makes sense that they're remaking Oblivion.
Right, some nerds decided that they'll take it upon themselves to do this for you,
so... Good update.
You guys, if you're into all the modding, wait for that awesome mod in 2025.
Mod the fuck out of it.
Yep. And now let's move into games that we played this week. Did you play anything?
I only played Gotham Knights, I think.
Well, you played for a while now. Did you find any villains yet?
I caught up to Harley Quinn and then lost her. And I caught up to Mr. Freeze and then lost him.
Oh, Jesus.
Lost their trail. So
have
I
you figured out
the trail again?
What the hell is the story right now? Like, what is the point? Why are they there?
Trying to solve Batman's final case.
So they have to do with his final case somehow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It all has to do with his final case, which is confusing, and I'm not sure what it was.
See, I'm wondering that too. That's why I wanted to know if you could tell me yet. I was like, oh, I've been wondering about that game.
Yeah,
the true story is.
I'm a bit confused too. I already went to Penguin looking for answers, and Penguin told me, he was like, that's not a hole you want to go down. He told me.
See, who is it? Watch, we're going to see some shit. I played Ape Out, a game that was released a while back. It's on the systems, it's on the PC.
Ape Out
is made by Devolver Digital, or published by Devolver Digital, and of course, if you know, it's a Devolver Digital game, so it's not complete ass.
Yeah. They make good games.
So you got shadows of colors. It looks like it's like transitioning between green, whites, yellows, and oranges.
Yeah.
And you're this orange giant gorilla.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, you have to keep playing to get through the story. There's about 40 levels, so of course I'm not done yet. And they're really short. You're just on this path, you're this monkey, or gorilla, and you escaped from, I don't know if they were testing on you, you're just trying to escape, that's all I can tell you. And you're pushing people, knocking the fuck out of them, grabbing the people with guns, using their guns against other people. You're just trying to escape. You pick up shit, and you're trying to just get the fuck out of Dodge. You're pushing people and slamming them into stuff, and they're splatting around the floor.
That's pretty fun.
The splat looks like paint splat, so it's not like, oh my gosh, it's super violent, and you're seeing arms and shit fall off.
It's like really colorful.
Yeah, like you're just seeing like orange or white splat paint or different paint depending on what color it is when you walk into the next room.
Yeah.
And you're just solving how to get out of a room to get to the next room.
Okay.
And the music, it's like all crack speed cocaine jazz. It's all fast while you're pushing people and you just hear drums and it's going with the colors and it's great. I like how the sound goes with your button presses. Like everything that's happening is working together.
I like that kind of jazz too, so that sounds like my kind of soundtrack.
So if you're into it, you're into jazz and just want to solve some puzzles, you'd probably be into this game. Or you like monkeys. Whatever. I also played another Devolver Digital game called Boomerang X.
Okay, what's that?
Boomerang X, I have no fucking idea. This game has fucking confused the shit out of me. The graphics are really strange. They're not ugly. They look kind of like if I was cutting out things from construction paper, maybe? They look weird. The graphics are strange. I don't know if I'm a man or a woman. Huh? I don't know who I am. My hands are bandaged. I woke up and, you walk forward and there is this boomerang spinning, shuriken looking thing. Because that's what it looks like. It looks more like a fucking shuriken. I don't know why it's a boomerang, why it's named, and it's not called Shuriken X. Whatever. But it looks like a giant shuriken. This thing can do boomerang shit where it comes back to you, but it's spinning around and got its blades on it. So I'm like, okay. This is a shuriken. And you like, it's weird. You walk into different levels, like you got a set path, so you're going somewhere. I don't know where the fuck we're going, but you walk into a room and waves of enemies happen, and so far they have been like bugs that shoot things, and yeah, like they're not creative crazy enemies, so I don't know if it's gonna get crazier.
Yeah,
I have not found a boss yet. Or maybe I did. If that thing was the boss, then it sucked
and it's too easy.
Yeah, like it was hella easy. I stood behind it and just jammed the fucking shuriken into its back and just kept returning it and coming back and bringing it back and throwing it back at it.
Huh.
I just stood there, so I didn't move, so I hope that wasn't the boss.
So it was easy to cheese the boss.
I hope it wasn't the boss. But yeah, it's an alright game. It doesn't feel like a game that I would sit there and play through. Like, I have to finish this game. This is a game that I'd probably come back every once in a while and hope that I finish it one day, because it doesn't really interests me. The boomerang is awesome. Throwing it. But the bad guys aren't really my style. They're just fucking bugs. Flying around and shit. Okay. So let's move on to stuff that we watched this week. We finished the Spider-Man animated series. And I am so fucking pissed.
Yeah, the one from the 90s.
Oh my god.
We were rewatching the one from the 90s, and yeah, we never realized.
Nice that it never got finished.
Yeah, it doesn't have a conclusion. It was
it
never
finished.
It
doesn't have an ending. It needed one more season. Season 6 needed to happen, and it didn't happen. Like, oh, I don't even fucking care. I don't even care if I ruin it for you guys. There's a part where a character got swapped out, and they kind of don't explain where that character is, and they're kind of gone, and that's just the way it ends, and I don't like
it. It's actually two characters that we never got back.
You know what? You're right. Yep.
Because they both disappeared at the same time.
Technically. One we know was kind of talking-ish and alive on that point, but the other one, I don't know where they at.
Yeah, so.
So I'm like, oh, dude, that's fucking cliffhanged as fuck!
Yeah, yeah, it's like a super fucking cliffhanger. Yeah, and you never get a conclusion to it.
And it's so messed.
Although that final season is so good. They do Secret Wars.
Yeah, but there's so much messed up shit. He barely got married. And there's just all the shit that popped off on the next season. And then it just, none of it gets answered. Secret Wars happens.
Spider Wars happens.
There's like a version of Spider Wars, a little Spider Wars it seems like. Because it wasn't with, like, some of you might be like, oh, the vampires, nah, the vampires, nah. It was, what was it? Spider-Wars was just kind of more Spider-Man?
Yeah, and it didn't look like Spider-Wars was really over, like that was supposed to continue into the next season.
Yeah, it looked like there might have been more that could have happened because I don't think they actually stopped the main bad guy. I think he jumped, didn't he jump and went to a different, timeline?
No, that bad guy killed himself. But
oh, yeah, that's right, he did kill himself.
She said that there was, like, Madam Web said that there's more to be done before the season ended.
Yup. And they started leaning heavily on, like, stuff for Fantastic Four, so it looked like they were going to bring some more shit over.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get a bunch of, like, Fantastic Four shit.
We only got fucking Thing and Mr. Was it Mr.? No, we got all of them. We did get all of them.
Oh, yeah, all
but
of them.
But they fucking suck. Thing was the worst. Fuck you. I'm still mad about it.
I kind of like the Thing, but I like all the pranks that Johnny Storm plays on him. It's pretty awesome.
I like the Thing normally, but I did not like him in this episode because he was just a fucking idiot. He was a fucking idiot, for reals. He was just like, dead ass. Oh, bad guy's totally right, man. You guys, we just gotta listen to this bad guy. He knows what's up. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're a superhero.
Yeah, he was like, Dr. Doom knows what's up. And I was like, why are you on Doom's side?
Why would you trust fucking Doom? His name is Doom. He will bring you Doom. Are you serious?
The bringer of Doom. Yeah, no, overall, it's a good series. I'm glad I rewatched it.
Yeah, like, it's really good.
I didn't realize that it got canceled and it doesn't have a conclusion.
Right? It's really good. Like, it's good to, like, if you guys want to show it to your kids and stuff, show it to your kids. It's really good series, but
it's a good Spider-Man series.
Fuck, you're going to, if you invest to actually look at it and try to get invested into it, you're going to be mad. Because you're going to be like, that ending, there's no ending. How did all, Marvel, you're still around. How do you not pick this up? And finish it.
Be like, hey,
just finish it.
Because they've made a billion other Spider-Man
exactly.
series
so
after
why,
this one.
Exactly.
So they're like, nah, we're not going to do
and
that.
Some of them they actually finished that I have not watched that I got to go watch. Some of them they didn't finish. Like the MTV Spider-Man. You did not finish that and that pissed me off.
Yeah, the MTV Spider-Man.
You cliffhanged
it. A lot of the Spider-Man shows don't get finished.
There
is
maybe, I know for fact one of them. One of them is done. Yeah, there's a lot of them that don't get finished, because I'm even remembering now Unlimited only had one season. Remember Spider-Man Unlimited?
Yeah, I remember Spider-Man Unlimited.
Only one fucking season.
And I thought Spider-Man Unlimited was technically a continuation of the series we just finished watching.
That's what I would have thought, but it's completely different, and the timeline's different, and the symbiotes are actually, they're actual alien forms and talking and not trying to kill everyone and shit. I don't know. That's why I'm like, I don't know, that one's confusing. We also finished Chainsaw Man. So, real quick, Chainsaw Man is badass. Dude, what the fuck? All you guys that animated that shit, like, hats off to you.
It
like, seriously.
Good.
And to the people that did all of the ending theme songs, how it was different for every fucking episode and animated different. I loved it. It was like a music video every time. Just a different music video every time. It was awesome. Let me get into the actual show, though. We finally got to Chainsaw Man meeting his nemesis, Katana Man.
Yeah, I met Katana Man, which, honestly, he doesn't seem like a bad guy.
Right? Katana Man seems kind of, like, just confused about what happened.
No,
yeah.
he seems to be more of, like, a... just a man of circumstance, like he's just doing what he thinks is right.
He's wrong about what happened. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't know what happened.
Exactly. That's what I'm like. He's not a bad guy. He's just doing what he thinks is right.
The zombie devil is what caused that shit.
Yeah.
And he wants to put it off on Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man took out fucking zombies. They were already fucked.
Yeah, he's trying to act like Chainsaw Man murdered his grandfather, but his grandfather was killed by the zombie devil.
Yeah, he was already dead, dude.
But yeah, no, that's... I think that he's eventually, at some point, he's no longer going to be a villain, but he'll be like a partner.
I hope so.
That they're going to team up or something.
I would love
that.
That's
what I assume is going to happen.
I love that.
I just thought it was funny that he shows up and he's literally the exact same as Chainsaw Man. It's just katanas instead of chainsaws.
Yeah.
Although, that's funny.
Dude. The future devil. I can't remember his name right now. Oh, shit. Can't remember the guy's name. You know, the guy with the little ponytail on his head.
Yeah, the guy with the ponytail and the sword.
Yeah. He fucking decides he's going to make a deal and have the future devil as his partner. And goddamn, that future devil is a bastard. He just looks at him and he's like, oh, I'm just going to live in your eyes so I can watch you die, basically, because something horrible is going to happen to your life.
Yep.
He just looks at him and he's like, I won't tell you your future, though.
Yep. No, he told him. No, he said.
Oh, he said he didn't want to hear his future.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Fuck that. Don't tell
him. He was like, do you want to know how you die? And he was like, no.
He should have listened to him.
He was like, I don't care. I just want your power. Give it to me.
I think he's stupid. I think he's stupid because he should have used the future devil's like
insight
and avoid and try to change the future.
But then I think if he avoided his death, it would just make it worse.
It would probably cause somebody else to take on whatever he did, but at least you'd be around to maybe stop him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Maybe you dead. Because he making it sound like he dead. So, I thought that was some bullshit. I was like, oh, you
but
guys...
Overall, it was a pretty good show. I especially like the animation.
The fighting.
The writing's not bad at all. The fighting's good.
Oh, God, and the blood. There is blood
Tons
all over
of blood.
This. This is very gory. So, if you're not into shonen animes with tons of limbs and things and blood shooting off, don't watch this anime. This one's a good one. And we finally checked out The Last of Us, episode 1 that is on HBO.
That was pretty good.
And it's pretty good, and
not gonna lie, it was pretty good, but I mean, not a lot happened in the first episode.
It was just set up, yeah.
It's all set up. They're like, hey, zombie apocalypse.
You basically know there was like an outbreak, yeah, and Joel was trying to save his family.
Yeah.
And shit went awry. It didn't go right.
Yeah, and then it like flashes forward, it's like 10 years or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, so now it's forward in time, and he's protecting someone once again that got dropped off on him, and that's where you basically will pick up on the next episode. I was disappointed that in the first episode that I didn't see crazy monsters or zombified monsters yet. I want to see.
They're just like normal zombies.
Because I know what they're supposed to look like, so I want to see what did you guys do for the makeup? What did you do? Did you put some shit on these people? Or is it CG or what? What is it?
I want to see what they look like. It would be better to go makeup, and they totally could make it look good.
I know, because it would look fucking grotesque if it's like they're like plant zombies.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what The Last of Us look like, they kind of look like messed up, deformed plant monster people things. And, I wonder if they're going to have the clicking one. There's this clicking one that makes noise, but you can't make noise, or it fucks your ass up. It just, like, in the game, it fucks your ass up. So I'm like, I wonder if it will also be in here.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see them because, they're supposed to have, mushrooms growing off of their skin and, out of their head.
Yeah, they're really, they're a zombie that would be fused with, a plant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool. Oh, and then we watched the trailer for season 2 of Invincible. And that trailer doesn't show you much of anything, but...
No, it doesn't show you really anything. It's just them being like, so when's it starting? And he's like... I don't know when the show's starting, and they're like, come on, give us a date. And he's like, I guess late this year, but I don't know.
Exactly.
That was it. That was
right?
it.
And I was so hurt, I wanted more.
They didn't really show anything.
They didn't show clips or nothing.
It was literally just Invincible eating in a diner with, what's that alien guy with the giant eyeball?
Oh, Jesus, what's your...
Forgot his name.
Oh, no.
The one that Seth Rogen plays.
Yeah, I know, and I can't remember. B something?
Yeah, but it's just the two of them sitting in a diner talking, and he's like, so Invincible, when's the new show? And he's like, I don't know, later this year. And that's all. That's all that the fucking
That's all it gave
was.
You, yeah. It doesn't tell you anything. So, season 2 is going to be coming out. They said that they're working hard on it, and it's been tons of animations and tons of voice recording, so that's all you know. So I'm hoping it's really awesome. They made it sound like it's awesome.
I hope it has more episodes than the last season.
Oh, please.
That'd be cool.
Please, that'd be great. You took so long. Give me a ton of episodes,
right?
Please.
Give us more.
All right, and then the last bit of thing that I checked out... was a movie called History of the World Part 1 because they're making History of the World Part 2.
Yeah.
And it's going to be coming out soon, so I wanted to see what the fuck was Part 1. So I looked up Part 1 and we watched that shit and, it's not very good.
It's dumb as fuck.
It's really, let me see. So much is happening and it's constantly moving. That there's sections that will be funny to you that you will be like, aha! And it'll move on so fast that it will go into another section that's so poorly written that you're going to be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it just moves and moves, and it's a lot of, one-liners that you're like, that was funny, but overall, the movie is just dumb.
Yeah, because it doesn't really make sense.
The new one, the sequel they're making, looks fucking good.
It looks like there's more funny parts. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. From what I saw, and they're using more funny people.
Yeah, there's a lot of actors in this one. I like History of the World Part 1, but it's also, it's just dumb. It's dumb fucking humor.
I think it's supposed to be telling you the history through some guy, but he's going through different timelines, and it's weird because he's still retaining memory of stuff and events.
That was funny, the timelines, catch up to each other.
Yeah, and then...
He's all, came all the way from Rome to save me.
Yeah.
It's but that was hundreds of years ago.
Exactly, I was like, what the fuck? So the guy from the other fucking timeline came all the way to save the other guy, and I was like, what the fuck? This movie doesn't make any sense. This isn't gonna make sense.
Right, this makes no sense now.
And they're at the end, that was so stupid. They're just like riding off into the distance, and he's like, "Oh shit, it's already over." And he's like, "What do you mean?" He's all, "Look up ahead," and it's just a giant mountain that shaped the end.
And you know what I want to know now?
Like, damn, movie's already over, and it just closes out.
We saw the end, and he actually does talk about, jokingly, about part two.
Yeah,
he is saw... any of the things that we saw that, like, on the moon and in the weird places, are they going to show up in this movie, I wonder?
That was pretty, yeah, because wasn't he all, choose, go to the moon, or yeah, something like that?
It was something ridiculous.
And was Hitler on Ice.
Yeah, Hitler on Ice was the fucking... I was like, dude, that better be made into the second one. I'm going to laugh.
I was like, what?
I'm going to laugh so hard.
Those were some funny little jokes, Hitler on Ice.
So I'm hoping that Hitler on Ice is in the second part. That's gonna be fucking awesome. But all right, you guys, we made it to breaky time, so it's time for you to take a little breaky, and we'll see you in a bit. And we're back.
We've returned.
You know it's time for praise and shit. So this week's praise is that the UN says that the ozone layer is slowly healing. They can finally tell that something's happening.
Yeah, I was looking at a an actual graph of, mm-hmm, like, what's it called?
Like the layer? Or what?
Yeah, just like the layer, the ozone layer over time, its deterioration, yeah, and then how it's actually coming back now.
They said the hole over Antarctica can be fully mended in 43 years.
Yeah.
So.
It's something like that. Like, I'll probably be, like, an old man or dead by the time it's healed. But, like, right? we actually have to start doing the correct things to fix it.
And they said we are, with all the emission stuff that everybody started doing from years ago. We've been, everybody's been doing that. It's helped.
And we're trying to cut emissions further. So.
Yeah, so it's slowly healing. So maybe by the time we actually could fix everything, who knows?
Yeah, that's... I always think that there's a lot of doomsaying when it comes to, like, oh, the world's gonna end, and I'm like, I really don't think it's going to. I think we just need to start being smarter about how we use
resources. I think more resources. Things that will make you feel like the world has ended,
yeah,
or is about to end, is going to happen instead of the world ending. That's how I feel. There's like, I don't know, like... I sense that something's about to happen.
I always just think, like, society's going to break down. I don't ever think the world's going to end. I think, like, society's going to break down at some point. That's what
I
think.
Well, yeah, like, so government collapsing, shit happening. Yeah, because, yeah, I mean,
that happens. That happens throughout history. You see it all the time. Governments collapse, societies break down. You
know, shit like that, yeah, I believe that.
Things reform into something new.
I think you'll see all that kind of shit happen before the world, like, straight pops off and goes, well, you all fucked up so hard, it's melting. It's lava everywhere.
It's lava everywhere now.
Nah, I don't think that's happening right now.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I don't think in my lifetime that, like, the world's going to, like, end. I don't think so. When I say that, I mean the planet becomes uninhabitable.
Yeah, like, it's awful. It's Horizon Zero Dawn status. Everybody's going to have to be re-coming back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I love that game. Like, the planet becomes uninhabitable, and then the human race just comes back later. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
Oh, I love that game.
Okay. But yeah, no, I don't think the world will be uninhabitable within my lifetime. Could be wrong, but I don't think
it will. We'll see. Yeah. I will always hope. And let's talk about the negative of this week. Hey, you guys remember ChatGPT that I was talking to you guys about last time with the AI writing for essays?
Yes, I remember, now, I remember the essay writing AI.
It's doing even more stuff. People have used it in so many things now. It's even taken final exams for Stanford.
Damn. I wonder if it could... It'd be pretty cool if it can just, like, do paperwork. That way we don't, like, need executives anymore.
It writes... generate ideas, write lengthy essays, almost any level of text. So, it kinda can do what you want. It depends how you say it to it, I guess.
Huh.
Since it's an AI, you have to tell it what you... fucking looking for it. I guess it's supposed to figure it out. I haven't used it because the thing makes me fucking just annoyed because I'm like, all everybody's like shoving more stuff into it.
Yeah.
And they're going, wow, it's so incredible. No, stupid, it's learning. And then when you shove stuff into it in other countries where they don't pay people and they're barely paying people like $2 an hour, yeah. they're seeing that shit and they're making it fucking corrected and fixing that shit up and uploading it back into it. So then you're getting a smarter thing. Yeah. You're just helping it become smart. It's not actually smart.
Yeah, it's just the more information you put in.
And they're putting tons of information into it. I heard that somebody was going to put the bar exam into it.
And the bar exam changes depending where you what state you're in. So
what if we just kept putting every state into it?
Yeah, you would just have to put every state into it.
See? Now I learned everything. Now loads well, everything about law.
You'd have to put more than the bar exam in there. You'd also have to put all the textbooks that
you know somebody's going to do it. You know there's somebody sitting there getting paid $2 an hour just scanning books all day. Just doop, scanning pages.
Yeah. And scan it in. Or find a digital copy and dump it in.
Right? It's ridiculous. So, like, now that it's doing, like, people's exams... the professors are freaking out, teachers are freaking out, the honor code's getting fucked up because there's no real honor here. AI's doing the work.
You're just going to have people do exams under, like on a secure server where they can't go to an AI.
Like you said, so and the they, universities and, are starting to block they, some of the AI
to,
programs.
They'd have to be under surveillance too while taking the exam. It'd have to be a student that's under surveillance and... That's the only way to do it, then, if people are going to cheat that hard, because you don't want, like, you don't want people that are, like, cheating to become, like, a doctor or something like
that,
and people end up dying, because that's already happened.
I told you that it took exams, so somebody uploaded the exam, got a hold of an exam early, uploaded that shit, and it went, whoop, gotcha, and a lot of people, they said that people took a test, like, they just asked. And of course, it was like anonymous. Did anybody use this for exams? And they said a lot of people said they used it.
Damn.
A lot of people said they used it for exams and finals.
Damn.
So, I don't know. We might have a generation of people that don't know how to do shit.
You could have a ton of people that are not fucking qualified to be in their field and have no idea what they're fucking doing.
Mm-hmm. This is getting out of hand. I don't know what they're going to do to combat some of this AI shit.
Wild.
Because now, the AI shit, I've been talking to you guys for a little bit about it since, like, the art stuff. And then it became book stuff. More text-based stuff. Now it's AI stuff. Dude, it's getting there.
I guess I should say even more unqualified people. Because
right, there's a lot of unqualified people right now.
There's already a ton of unqualified people in every field, I would say.
Right?
That probably aren't supposed to be where they are.
Right? There's a bunch of bad apples in everywhere.
Yeah, all over the fucking place.
Shit.
Now there's just going to be more of them.
Right? Oh, Jesus. You guys, watch this stuff. Watch this chat. GPT shit. Watch the AI shit. Like, I'm telling you, it's starting to get crazy. For all we know, people are going to start using it for evil soon. We got deep fakes. We got all this shit. The tech is getting crazy.
Oh, I guarantee you there's already people using it for evil.
Like, I feel like you use ChatGPT to write a movie and then use the deep fake to play the movie. To do the movie.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely one thing.
I feel like that's what you do now.
You could start, like, making movies with just the AI and everything.
And listen to that. It just took a bunch of jobs that I just said. It took the writer.
We could completely, like, rewrite and just use AI to do good Star Wars movies.
Right. See, that's fucking terrible. And it took a bunch of... It cut a bunch of jobs.
Yeah, we would be remaking movies that Disney would never remake. So it wouldn't matter. We wouldn't really be taking
okay,
jobs.
So then that's just
in that case, it's really just like a fan fantasy. Like, hey, this is something good I could do with it.
They have to hide it somewhere, because if Disney gets it, they're going to make them cease and desist immediately for that shit.
Yeah, you could take and you could remake the last three shitty Star Wars movies that everybody hated and actually do a good job.
Oh, shit.
And don't come at me being like, those were good movies.
No!
Get the fuck out.
No, it leads to really bad shit.
That third movie was trash.
Oh, fuck, that movie sucked.
Don't come at me being like, the new Star Wars movies were good.
No.
You can eat a bag of dicks.
There's so much shit not explained. I'm good. I'm not going to get into it.
That was not good. But yeah, no, with like AI and stuff, you could just make better versions of those movies.
Right? See? It's taking jobs already.
Yeah.
I already figured out that all I have to do is pay the actors for their likeness. See?
Yeah.
Fucked. See? All kinds of fucked up. You guys pay attention to this shit. It's coming for shit. Alright, so let's move on to what's on Ivy's mind. Okay. So there is this game called Factorio. Have you ever heard of it?
Factorio?
Yeah.
No.
It's like a Sims weird doing tons of little mini stuff work. I don't know how to explain it. You're in a factory, you're doing the factory, you're building everything in the factory, you're turning other things in the stuff. It's like a sim.
Yeah.
Sim game. Yeah. That's what it's, yeah. Fuck it. And this game was released in like way back in 2016. Right? So the most that I've ever I think it's been discounted like 10 or 20% before. And the game is normally like $30. So recently on Twitter, the game creator came out and he said because of inflation, they were increasing the price of the game.
Really?
Yeah, to $35 from $30. So, and they said that would start January 26th, it would be $35. So, what do you think about old games increasing price based off of inflation now? Can you imagine? Like, you just go back, you get your old game, and then it's just, like, more money now?
That's some bullshit, because old games are supposed to go down in price
right?
as time passes. So, no.
Unless they're going to add more because then DLC, just charge them for the DLC.
Or just make a new fucking game if you want to make more money. Like, that's how the game world works. No, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's really happening.
Old games are supposed to get cheaper as time goes
on. And I wonder if, I think Factorio's on the Switch,
unless
too.
Added something to it, they're like, hey, we just like we're putting this massive like free DLC into the game, but we are going to jack up the initial price of the game. I'd be cool. I'd be like, that's cool. I'm down.
I didn't see him write that, so I don't know. I'm wondering if there is,
like, if you already own the game,
is there DLC?
That's what I would do. Be like, if you already own the game, you get the DLC for free. But if you don't, we're gonna be jacking.
And see,
up the
for me, I'm just like, all you want $5 more, then be Dead Cells and make $5 worth of content.
Exactly.
And I will gladly pay for it.
Because
have I not? I have not missed one. I buy them every time.
Make more content.
I think the new one's gonna cost a little bit more because now they're using Castlevania characters, so you gotta pay them.
Oh yeah.
Capcom. You gotta pay Capcom some fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and Dead Cells is so fun.
Oh, I love Dead Cells.
I need to get into it.
But holy shit. It just makes me think, what if I'm like, I don't know, looking at an old game now, like Gravity Rush or something, for like the PS4 or for the Vita, and it's like jacked up. Like, oh, because it's so old, it has to be $75, way more than the original price. Like,
right?
Why?
I'd be like, nah, because I've seen that for fucking like $12 in a bargain bin.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's really fucked. When you think about it, they're just going to increase their price on you, and it's just like, that's the new set price. So anytime, if you buy it anywhere on Steam now, it's going to be that much, unless you catch it on a sale.
Yeah, no, I'm not about it.
Right? I don't like the idea of old games coming back and increasing their price unless they're going to add DLC. I am so down to buy DLC. I don't care. I'll buy your DLC for $5 or even more. Depends on what you want to do. But I don't think you should have increased the price of the game, and it came out in 2016 and we're in what? That's like five or so years? Fuck you.
Yeah, just about.
What the hell? That's old. Ain't it?
I think so, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Fuck you. What the hell?
Well, you said 2016?
Yeah.
It's almost been, it's only 3 more years and it'll be 10 years.
Oh, shit. Game's old. Why you gotta increase the price? Oh, shit. This guy must not be selling any. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because why is it so... What the fuck? That's a lot.
But I don't know. He should have just put up the price and not said anything. Just been like, eh.
I think he has made DLC.
I think he has the right to put up the price if he wants to.
Yeah, because it's his game.
But I think I agree with you and you agree with me that there should be more content. If you want more money, put more content.
But it's also his game.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He can charge you however much he wants for the game.
Yeah, just don't choose to buy it or not. But I'm not going to probably buy this game or play it now because I don't like that idea of more money for... Not more content, unless there's more content. If I find out there's more content, then I'll tell you guys, but I'm like, nah.
Yeah, you can still buy it one day when it goes on sale. Everything goes on sale.
Exactly.
Everything goes on sale. He wants $35 now, but Christmas time he's going to want
$12. Right? Maybe. It's not even selling anymore because everybody got hurt about the $5. All right, you guys. So we reached the end of the show. You know where to find us on Instagram and Discord. Alright, you know, leave your questions, your aggressions, all the things.
All the things.
Send even weird pictures, send your weird stuff. Take pictures of your animals, I don't care. I'll talk to you. What's happening on the next episode?
Next week's episode, we are going to record in the world's longest elevator. Or I guess tallest elevator?
Tallest?
Would it be longest elevator? Because it'd be a long elevator
but
ride.
But would it also be tall because it's in a really
elevator?
Long building to hold mm-hmm. the long elevator? So it would be tall.
Exactly.
Yeah,
what
I guess.
What do you think?
I agree with this.
So, yep. World's longest elevator. We're going to be recording our episode on that next week. Listen in.
All right, you guys. You take care. Peace.